Nova.
Everybody give it up.
Smallsies.
Celebrity Small Talk Podcast.
Please welcome Sarah Catherine.
Maureen O'Connor.
We think your family was cursed. And that connection's still open.
I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
Sarah Catherine, Rory, hi to you both.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm very good. I've had to change underwear since seeing the movie, so I'm better now. I've refreshed. Holy shit.
I did not know where that was going. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, holy, I don't even know where to start. Sarah Catherine, I want to come to you in a second because you technically weren't possessed by the devil, right? You just have to.
I wasn't. Take your time.
You're a casual observer like I was, right? So I understand how you feel. Rory, holy crap. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but people can like Wikipedia the real character that you played. Did you get familiar with the story beforehand?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely the temptation to really get into the nitty gritty of what really happened. Because like everybody, I'm kind of obsessed with true crime now. I got into that Netflix buzz of watching Night Stalker. And
yeah, you're only human. It's. I mean, you went through a pandemic. You're only human, okay?
You're going to watch true crime. That's what happened. So, but like with this story, it's kind of infuriating. Nobody knows exactly what happened and it's told from so many different angles. And the character I'm playing in the movie, he's just in prison. He's been possessed and haunted at the same time. And he's also murdered someone. He doesn't know he's culpable for it. He's in a very confused state. So I don't know what happened. And I think it kind of helps out the character to not know too much about what happened as well.
Sarah Catherine, you play the real life, like girlfriend at the time. And now what we learn at the end, and I didn't realize this upon researching, is that the person you play actually married the guy that ended up killing and was possessed by the devil. Would you stand by your man if he claimed to be possessed by the devil? I'm not sure I would.
I think it depends on the man, right?
Yeah, okay,
like,
sure.
If he's good to me, sure, I guess. But, like, if he's trash, forget you.
I spoke to Patrick and Vera, and they said that they had had a couple of paranormal experiences across their lives. Did you feel anything weird happened, Sarah Catherine, being around the set of the movie? Did you, I mean, honestly, it's based on a true story, so I'm asking, it was any devil possession?
I'm starting to think I need to make up some amazing story because I keep saying no, it's so unfortunate. I didn't have anything happen.
What about you, Rory? You played someone who was possessed by the devil. I would think that's akin to opening the door.
I mean, I was hoping that meant the ghosts would come knocking, but they haven't. I'm waiting for some kind of... No, you're right. Yeah. Don't ask for it.
It's not too late. You still have a lot of life left.
Yeah, absolutely. One last question, so I'm being told to wrap it up. Your body contorts in a number of ways. How much did you push that versus is CGI'd afterwards? Because I don't think I've ever seen someone's spine bend like that in the real life.
I mean, none of it's CGI. And I don't want to say anything else because it obviously was a contortionist that we got in with brilliant. But I want to complain it for myself.
Wow. So. Is that...
But no, it's a contortionist. And he's brilliant. Oh, it's all real. And it's grotesque when you watch it in real life.
Sorry, Sarah, Catherine, I'm going to quickly... That your character's brother, the little kid, he turns in on himself. That's not real. Was that real?
That's not real.
So that also, we did have a contortionist for...
That's exactly the reaction
CGI'd
we all had.
CGI'd his face on there, but yes, that girl Emerald, she's amazing. She was so beautiful too, the way that she was able to move her body. Like, that was crazy.
I'm being told to wrap it up, but you say beautiful.
No.
I say absolutely horrific. I have never been more scared when the kid turned in on itself. I was like, holy
shit. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Totally it
real.
Happened.
Yeah.
Guys, congratulations on the movie. I was suitably scared shitless, so thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Smallsy's Celebrity Small Talk.
Yes!
Follow Smallsy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or listen live to Smallsy's Surgery, weeknights from 7 on Nova.